Kyrgyzstan Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
Here we are again. I don't know why I feel like I need to do, like, sing-songy every time we intro, but it seems like a light mood lightning lift me up in order to get into the business of board games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can only imagine that our listeners have had a pretty bad day before listening to us. So it is probably the best way to lift up their spirits just by getting them really ready and set for some board game action here. I think you can keep doing it. I don't see anything wrong with it. No one's ever complained about it to me in the office.
No, I know. I guess I'm just saying that it's like every time I gotta admit, like I think to myself, you know, in the shower or walking around, walking the dog, all that stuff. I'm just like, oh, like maybe this time I'll come up with some witty opener or like a really inquisitive question. But nope, every time just hello.
It's board games.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know what kind of... You want to pose a question to our... Is that how we should introduce the next time? Be like, this is Patch Potch, or, you know, welcome to Miss Dunn Needs More Games, co-hosts, blah, blah, blah. And then just immediately into, like, how far away is the sun? And that's how we, like, talk about... That's how we introduce it.
How far away is the sun in measurements of elephants?
Patch Potch, do you know where your kid's at? It's 7 p.m.
Like an old... What was that, like... 80s, 90s infomercials or the...
Yeah, something like that. I forget if it was like 7 or 8, but yeah, they did play it every single night on a TV show being like, it's 8 p.m. Do you know where your kids are at?
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, to make parents scared if they didn't know where their kids are at, or like guilt them if they didn't care.
Yeah,
Make them feel good and be like, they're at home playing Boggle with me.
Yeah. See, just more wonderful things that board games have given. Safe, secure, at-home fun.
Safe, secure, Boggle.
Yeah.
That's
Boggle, that's... there you go. There's your new tagline. Safe and secure.
I love that. They should. Yeah, that one's on us. They can have that one for free.
Yeah. Like, basically, I guess we're saying that Boggle is the antithesis of trouble.
Yeah, you... If you're getting into trouble, stop it. Boggle.
Get into Boggle. Get out of trouble with Boggle.
Get out of trouble and get into Boggle. That's I love this tagline, actually.
Yeah.
The whole commercial could start with like a bunch of like, I don't know, it's in an alleyway and it's super dark or whatever, and people got switchblades and stuff that they're just like flipping on and off.
And they're playing like a knockoff Trouble. They can't call out Trouble directly, but you know, hey, yeah. I've seen
they
brands
call it
go after each other. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're playing Mischief, and you press a button, and it rolls dice for you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one's Boggle? Isn't Boggle the one that like, is that the one that has the dice roll for you?
Well, Trouble is the one where there's that plastic orb.
Oh yeah, you push
in the middle
it down.
And you push
yeah,
the
yeah.
button and it rolls the dice in that, I guess, igloo.
Boggle
dome.
Is the one where you spell the words, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
So that yeah, yeah. No, I just like played Boggle pretty recently, so I should actually know this. Anyways, so
good,
yeah,
some
they're playing. Mm-hmm. Don't spell any naughty words with it. That it's not allowed. Yeah, so it's like a bunch of kids in an alleyway. They're like flipping a switchblade and also like playing the game Mischief. And then all of a sudden, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dice just start like storming into the alleyway. And it sweeps them off their feet and pushes them out of the alleyway. And it's all of the Boggle dice. And it pushes them like down the street into like a home. And then they start playing Boggle.
Perfect.
That's my idea for commercial.
Or what if they're in the alley, they're playing Mischief, and then yeah, the dice come flooding in, and you know they're being pelted with dice, and so they have to, you know, get inside where it's safe from the dice storm, And when they run in, they're welcomed by a family and say, oh, we're just sitting down for some boggle. And then, you know, shot of the front of the box and bing, bang, boom. 5 seconds later, like, you know, there's like a star wipe reveal into them changing their clothes from like leather jackets into like, I don't know.
Some polos.
Yeah, polos. And
they got some boat shoes on.
Yep. Tucked shirts.
They tucked their shirts. They made their beds.
They're wearing barrister wigs for some reason.
One of them's got a gavel.
Yeah, because he's a judge now.
Because
that's what Boggle does.
Dude, that's a pretty good one too. I do like the idea of a bunch of dice forcefully removing them from the alleyway.
Yeah,
and whether it is on like through hailstorm or like a tidal wave of dice that just like sweeps them up.
Yeah.
They are being removed from the alleyway.
Oh man, we could really start throwing in some shade at some other games. There could be like someone, you know, like the stereotypical like bookie thing where they like lick their thumb and like deal money, but it's like clearly like Monopoly money or something like that. Uh-huh. Like dishing it out to the alleyway ne'er-do-wells.
Mm-hmm. We could, yeah, for sure. We can get some, like, testimonies from, like, fake people and put it on, like, the board and say, like, my son played Stratego, and then he, like, shot someone. that's why I only pick Boggle.
Yeah. Good boys and girls play Boggle.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good commercial.
And the quote is from Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus and other really smart and friendly people. Jesus and Gandhi.
Jesus and Gandhi agree. Boggle is Jesus. Two thumbs up.
Well, cool. Well, hey, we're a board game company.
Yeah.
And we're a board game podcast, if you couldn't tell. We talk about board games, and we also talk about commercial ideas for any companies out there listening.
We're more than just a brilliant board game creating machine. We got marketing, we got, you know, strategy, we got everything ready to go. So
we got all angles of board games here.
Yeah. Now, just to reiterate from episodes in the past, we do not do legal. Don't ask us about that point, and I'm just going to reference that again in everything that we said about these commercials.
Mm-hmm. Our best legal advice is to never listen to our legal advice.
Yeah.
So I have... here's the things that you should listen to, listeners.
Yeah.
Is I do have a prompt here that was a listener suggested board game prompt that we can try to workshop here.
Let's do it.
This may be very difficult here. This was not on our Twitter. However, if you would like to post and make a suggestion for a board game, you can at us at patchposhrnd on Twitter. Did I say that all right? Is that the right one?
Yep.
Patchposhrnd. That's an R as in Robert, N as in Nancy, D as in dog.
Yes.
I mean, now that we've cleared the air on that, here's the listener suggested prompt that I have here. And this one was in verbal communication, so again, not on the Twitter, but it reads here, you're an alien trying to break out of Area 51 while trying to stop other aliens from escaping because you want to colonize the Earth first. So we started with that. And then I added on to, what if the band in charge of Area 51 was Sum 41? And then it spiraled out to, the band Sum 41 was mistaken for aliens and were put in Area 51 with other aliens. So I don't know if any of those things that we want to get to. Obviously, the first one is maybe the easiest because we don't need to have Sum 41 tagged on. I just like the idea of Sum 41 being mistaken as aliens and then brought into Area 51 with a bunch of other, men in black-like creatures.
What if the band... What if... I love all of this, but what if the band Sum 41 was actually aliens and them becoming Sum 41 was at... Like, that's the conclusion of this game, is that they're originally aliens, and then they escape Area 51 and they're like, oh, crap, now we gotta... blend into society. What are we going to do? Oh, let's become a rock band. And then they were like extremely successful. It's like, what are we going to call ourselves? The Area 51 guys? No. We've got to make it a different number.
Know who we are.
Subtract 10. Yeah, 41. That's a good one.
Uh-huh. Boom. Okay. Okay, so, all right. So this is the origin story, or this is some 41 escaping Area 51.
Yeah.
Did we want to include the other portions of that as well, where there are other aliens trying to escape?
Because
they want to colonize the Earth first.
Yeah,
we've been getting into a lot of cooperative games lately. I want this one to be strictly competitive. Just strictly.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. Maybe you, each player plays as a different band of aliens, both in terms of, you know, a cooperative team, but also the musicians, a band of aliens that are each trying to escape Area 51, and the one that eventually escapes becomes Sum 41.
All right. No, that's good. I like that a lot.
I was going to say, you hesitated on that. Is that not a good idea?
No, it is a good idea. This is a great idea. I was just thinking, you know how board game minds work. I was already thinking ahead to be like, this is a good idea. This is a band of aliens that should they all have musical powers? Like,
yeah.
Every single one of the characters you can pick.
That could be like kind of our like theming and stuff, is that, or at least like the mechanics and theming of the game, is that like, I don't know, maybe like one of the aliens can let out like an ear-piercing rock and roll screech and it breaks all the windows and disorients other enemy aliens and Area 51 people.
Okay. All right. No, this is good. And this has got a strict board to it as well. I don't want to say that there's any tiles, that everything is going to be different. I want to say that this whole like board looks very much like the Clue board.
Oh, okay. This. I like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's run with this then. Area 51 aliens. Should all of them start in one space, or should they all be like in different places, kind of like in Clue?
I really like that they start in different places, and also like in Clue. I think just because you said that is that. Each room, I'm already imagining, has like different, I guess, caches or like loot to kind of go through, and you need to get, I don't know, like 3 or 4 different items in order to like go to the middle area. And much like Clue, you have to like have the correct guess in order to escape, and if you don't guess, you're eliminated. But it's almost like the passcode that's going to be in this secret sleeve that I'm already kind of, again, kind of snatching off Clue, but whatever is like the correct passcode for that specific game, you have to gather enough evidence in order to successfully do it correctly and then escape before anyone else. And if you get it wrong, obviously it's lockdown and you're out.
I mean, we don't need to make it exactly like you gotta, I
fair enough. Yeah, no,
we don't need to make it like evidence or anything like that. I was thinking like in the center of the board itself, that's where a flying saucer is, and all these other sort of wacky and weird aliens that are around this like Area 51, they've got their saucers are all broken, and there's one saucer in the middle that everyone's trying to get to and fix up with parts, but you have a certain like, I don't want to say that there's, like, combat involved. Like, you can't... I don't want any of the players to fight each other, but maybe you can, like, set up, like... I don't know. Maybe, like, you've got a sweet guitar, and you play a guitar chord, and it, like, shoots a little, like, sound beam out, and then it alerts some guards over to, like, another alien's position, and that's how you get caught. Like, you can't go up to an alien and, like, hit them in the head, because that's mean and rude, and you are both aliens. But the way that you get them out, or the way that you get them in jail or whatever, is by getting them caught. If you like summon enough guards in a certain area, or if you play enough like tricks on them, then they catch them, put them in jail, and then all the pieces that alien had are available to be picked up by other players.
No, I actually really like that a lot, because it's more about like yes, you're competing against the other teams, but to the actual like attacks, quote unquote, to say that, are like the bad guy manipulation, the monster manipulation that you send them to the other person, or like, you know, maybe you even have like like you kind of said, like if we were doing like multiple aliens on each team, maybe you have like your one alien that's carrying all the pieces and stuff like that, but then you have just kind of this wacky distractor alien that causes a bunch of noise, but then runs into a room with another team's aliens with a ton of, you know, scrap or parts or whatever, thus luring, you know, the bad guys, the guards into that room. No, yeah, I really like that already. Kind of just,
yeah, I don't know if I like having a team of aliens, you know,
just one.
Yeah, I just want one. I still want them to be the alien, the founding member of some 41. But, like, I think...
That's fine.
Every player should just have one. Am I not... Is that... Were you really set on having a team?
No, that's... The only reason I said a team is just because then it could be the entire band of some 41, but who knows? Yeah, right. Maybe this game sets up the origins of one of the band members is an alien in Sum 41. And that's why, like, yeah, like one of the aliens' powers has to do with like percussive stuff and like drums. One of the aliens' powers has to do, like you said, like a guitarist. One of the aliens is a vocalist. One of the aliens is a bassist, like, you know, all these various things. And there can be like overlapping instruments, but with various powers, but
that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's just simpler for us if we keep it just to one. Like, yeah, you, all the things that you said, we can include in there. But it's like, you know, just one person. You can only control one. There's only one drummer guy, and they're out there doing their thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all power specific to that alien.
So this is the story of who and how one of the members of Sum 41 escaped Area 51 in... disguise themselves as a human being among society. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea. Imagine near the end of the game, one of the aliens who's been the craftiest of all, and they've been able to sort of elude all of the different traps and stuff, and they have the most parts. It would then become like a really big like cat and mouse game of like all the other aliens or all the other players trying to get that one caught because they have all of the things. But, like, it's, like, a bunch of, like six aliens that are, like, don't have that as many powers versus, like, one super, like, alien who's got, like, all the different items, like, this portal gun to, like, teleport to different places and also, like, some sort of invisibility thing to elude the guards. But it's, like, this last alien's making a mad dash to the final place so that he can get in the flying saucer and get away. You know, do you see what I'm saying here? Like, it'll be like something like Munchkin at like the very end, where like the person's like right about to get to the last door, but everyone starts throwing all of their stuff on him because they're about to win the game.
Definitely. And let me propose this as kind of in the leaning into the wackiness, the randomness, and you know, a best laid plan could go to waste. I don't know what the saying is. Point is that maybe you can try to escape whenever you want, but because it's kind of this theme of a patched up spacecraft and you're just grabbing like random bits and pieces and just trying to do the best you can with it, maybe the escape isn't like, you know, the idea isn't that this alien is like, oh, I'm gonna get in the flying saucer and fly out into space. They're like, no, I can't do that, but at least I could be able to get this flying saucer and fly like into the middle of nowhere and recreate myself. So the idea is that maybe when you get to the saucer and do your escape, you roll a certain number of die based off of how many pieces you have brought with you, and you have to achieve a certain threshold or result in order to escape. And if you don't, that means that you didn't bring enough or for whatever unfortunate reason. Like, even if you have like a ton of pieces, but you roll a bunch of ones, I'm assuming are going to be the low result. That just stinks. These dice, they're
2 through 7.
your plan backfired and, you know, it stunk. Unfortunately, you grabbed a bunch of faulty pieces narratively. And you have to start over. All those pieces are redistributed. You go back to your initial holding cell or whatever we'll call it. And you have to go again. And unfortunately, you're starting from ground zero. So it's kind of like that. If you really want to, you could try to like get out with just like one piece and try to just like, I don't know, like if it's like a D20, you have to roll like a 20 essentially. Or otherwise.
No, I like that. Yeah. That's really good. because then, yeah, you can escape a little bit earlier. But I would like to say, like, the threshold for it has got to be at least, like, 20 or something like that. So yeah. Even if you rolled all sixes, you would need at least 4 parts to get out.
That's, like, the minimum.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So, okay, you know, that's a really good idea. We should definitely, let's keep that in this Sum 41 Area 51 game.
Amazing. All right.
Should we think about the powers that each one of the band members or band aliens have?
Yeah.
Like, what does the drum do, and what does the guitar and bass guitar do? Let's start, actually. I'm going to just start naming. So you did a great job. I will say, I actually don't even know the members of, like, Sum 41.
I don't either.
So we'll just say, like, a generic band. So drums,
mm-hmm.
lead guitar.
Yes.
Rhythm guitar.
Yes.
Bass guitar.
Yes.
Vocals.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually, do we want, like, a sound guy? Like,
well, I mean, that could
someone work on the knobs.
That could ostensibly be, like, well, I mean, yes, I think that's actually a really good and a good call out for, you know, the music industry, that, hey, there are people behind the music too.
That's right. All of those notes and things that you hear, they're not all real sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just really like that, just like imaginary notes. The imaginary, notes that you don't hear.
Imaginary sounds.
That's called jazz. Anyway, yeah, you could have like a sound guy, or like, I mean, I don't think Sum 41 would have one, but we could call it like a keyboardist or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this doesn't even need to be like rock group, to be honest. We can have like a ton of different instruments in this. And then whoever gets out, that was just like the founding member of Sum 41. We could have like a xylophonist in there, or like a saxophone or tuba alien escapes, you know?
Yeah.
The
very unknown tubaist of Sum 41.
Yeah. I'm sure there was a tuba that was featured in one of their songs at some point.
Yeah.
I think. I don't really. Maybe. Who's to say? Sum 41 fans, get at us. Tell us what the band's about.
Or tell us what instrument you think should be featured in Sum 41. And then we'll add it to the game.
I just took like a deep breath to get to this, but I think Sum 41, was that the one that they had Fat Lip?
That sounds right.
Yeah, they had Fat Lip on there. That's correct.
Well done.
And he was a rapper.
Oh, so, okay. Well, there we go.
Two different kinds of vocalists, if we want that kind of thing incorporated in this game.
I don't see why we, because we already have, like, or at least we already said rhythm guitar and lead guitar. So, like, why not have vocalists with two different powers? Like I said, like, maybe one has like a screech attack that like blasts the guard away from them, whereas another one has like a lullaby type thing where like it lulls them to sleep, and that he can like slip past them, or, you know.
I love that.
So like that's what I'm saying, like there could be two of every kind of instruments, that we don't have to limit ourselves to, you know, various woodwind and brass instruments, and then, you know, other things.
Well, okay, yeah, there should definitely be a flautist then, who can lull them to sleep. That's their power, a flautist alien,
and his name is Zignar Flautist.
Yeah, the word flautist actually wasn't invented before
until the alien came to Earth.
Okay, so that's, we got one down. What do you think the drums should be able to do?
I think the drums should be able to, it would be like another like mechanic that we would have to add into the game, but they can like cause,
let's add a bunch. Let's just get,
all right.
Yeah.
Idea. The drums can add, or can do like a percussive blast that creates like a blockade or a barricade. So if they're in a room and they need to stop the, because, you know, well, I mean, I guess if we're just kind of referencing Clue, but I also kind of like the idea of this board game having multiple entrances and exits for the aliens. So, like, they can cause a percussive blast to block one door so that they can get out another one. Or maybe, much like in the movie Alien, these aliens, their special ability that the guards do not get to do is that they can go through the vents, and they can go through particular tunnels, I guess, so to speak.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And only certain rooms have them, but there are vents in different rooms that obviously only the aliens can use, and that's kind of the, like, the get out of jail, or like that's like the backup fail safe thing. So that obviously
that's really good. Yeah. Because so like, yeah, okay, so what if there's like always an escape path that you can go through the vents, and like any alien can go through like a vent and like get away from any situation, but it only comes down to like when say like another alien blocks off the vent or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Like, you can always hop out, but like, yeah, someone put a percussive blast through one of the vents and now they're damaged or something like that and collapsed and now you can't get out or can't at least go through the vent part.
Now, here's a question when coming up with alien actions. Do we want them to be all the same, I guess, so to speak, action economy? Like the percussive blast of causing a block, that's like obviously pretty good. Does that alien then get to move afterwards? Or like maybe you can like do two actions. You can sacrifice your movement to do two percussive blasts to block two things in the room that you're in. One, the vent so that no alien can come into the room with you, and two, like one of the doors so that, you know, the guard has to go all the way around the hallway in order to get to you.
I would say I like the idea that you can do two actions if you'd like to do that, but I don't want there to be any double movement.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good idea, because then it encourages you to like maybe like you can do simple actions like distract. Well, I don't know about like
you can get like maybe some rocket boots, and that can be a double movement power, but like not every single alien gets that option for a double movement unless you get like because inside this place there's also going to be a bunch of tech. You'll find some parts that will be like actually relevant to getting this ship up and running, or you'll find something like, I don't know, a freeze gun that you can freeze one guard with and then it recharges and you can slip by them or something like that.
Yeah, I think also, since we're talking about these like very powerful items, that I guess if each room has to have like a specific stack of cards, I think the most powerful stuff will be in rooms with no vents and maybe only like one entrance.
For sure. Yeah.
So
get in, get out, you know?
Yeah. If you go in there, obviously super risky because someone could, you know, send a guard after you or whatever it is. So you got to plan your dash accordingly.
Yeah. We should have the guards move in a way that, like, they'll only go towards the closest alien. So you can give them the slip without using any of your powers if you just kind of run by one and there happens to be another alien close by. I'm not going to say that these guards' abilities and stuff are going to be super complicated. Basically, if they end, like, their turn, if you end your turn beside them or if they end their turn beside, like, an alien, then that alien's caught.
Okay. So can I propose this then, just for simplicity for the board then? I think each room in the sections of hallway that obviously connect all of them are all segments, and movement is literally just one segment to another. Maybe even a movement you can go two segments or whatever we decide it is or whatever, you know, works out. But I think the room should be divided into two segments so that you do have a chance that, like we said, if a guard comes into the room and you're in the back half of the room or further away from them and you're trapped there in the corner, you at least have some kind of option, or at least as long as you have an action, that if you can incapacitate or send the guard away and can dash by them, then you can do that. Otherwise, I mean, you're just cornered in that room and you're donezo.
Yeah, you can definitely, yeah, like I said, there's gonna be other ways to like incapacitate, but it's got to be like an item, or you got to use your like alien special power or whatever it may be. I'm not gonna say like most other, like some aliens have the ability to get like basically get like a freeze gun like kind of ability where they can incapacitate it for free.
Yeah, I guess my only reason for suggesting that is because then you would be encouraged to go into a room and, you know, kind of stake it out and be in there to like get the parts you need and stuff like that without the idea or the punishment of a guard literally walking one move into your space and then that's it. Like, you've just been caught, and that's it. So you can at least kind of plan out where they're going to logically come into the room from, and you can be in the other portion of the room, and then, mm-hmm. you know, try to...
You're saying that there's going to be, like, like, you can hide from them or do, like, a stealth thing if they don't know where you're at?
If you have that tech, all I'm saying is that for the sake of mechanics, I think each room should be divided at least into two segments. So that you are not automatically caught as soon as the guard comes in. You have a chance to do something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, not all the rooms are going to be, like, fairly large. I mean, rooms, they've got, like, different... Well, yeah, so I'll say, like... There's definitely going to be some lab rooms that's not only has, like, some vents in there, but also, like, three entrances. And then maybe the room in the center is just, like, a tiny closet, but that's actually the closet where all the really good stuff gets thrown. And then you can just, like, that room is really tiny, and there's no vents in it. And that's where you can get, like, that's where, like, the best deck of things are.
Now, where's the escape?
The escape, I thought we said that was going to be in the center. At least that's how I imagined it, where dead in the center. It's a really classic-looking flying saucer that you can jump in and fix up.
Okay.
But you need at least three pieces of repair, or no, at least four pieces of repair.
Yeah, to even attempt.
To get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
To get out of there.
Awesome. Well, this is cool. Okay, so what else do we need in terms of mechanics? I feel like we are already kind of, like you said, like everyone gets two actions. You can do two of your special actions. I was thinking too that like maybe each of the aliens should have
a name. Yes, I agree.
Not only that, we can definitely get to naming some aliens, but I think they should each have two kinds of actions. That way, like, it won't feel like you're wasting a turn if you only are moving in between, like, rooms or down the hallway. Like, maybe you have not only your quote-unquote defensive or offensive ability of, like we said, the percussive blast, the luring.
Ooh, defensive and offensive.
Well, no. So I was saying that you have that, and then maybe you have, like, a utility thing. Like maybe the the bass guitarist can play a really low resonating note that causes like he can draw like three cards when he goes through a stack to find an item instead of just drawing like one or whatever, and he gets to pick like the item that he wants. So like something that, and I guess what I'm saying is that each alien has an ability that kind of deals directly with the guard or with the board in some way, and then each alien has an ability that deals with searching or some kind of utility ability.
Yeah, when they're not like when no other aliens or guards are hot on their tail and they want to do something that doesn't directly affect those things. Okay, yeah, totally love that idea. I wasn't even thinking of like a defensive or an offensive ability, to be honest. So when you said that blew my mind right there. But then you went even further to say utility ability. Okay, yeah, I love that. Well, then, how about from that sort of perspective, then, like, some aliens can take their action to use, like, a double movement, or, like, some of them, like, the drummer can do a move where he puts, like, rough terrain behind him by, like, playing on his little snare drum, like, really, really fast, like a drummer boy, and then it, like, breaks it up. So it's, like, it's not directly... I guess that would still be a defensive ability, but it would, like, leave, like, a spot of, like, broken terrain behind that. You have to, like, I don't know, make another, like, roll check or something to get past.
Here's one. What if one of the drummer's abilities, or the utility ability, was that it was called, like, double time? That, like, on one of their turns, if they didn't choose the move action, the next turn, they can go double the distance when they take a move action.
Whoa, brick. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Like, they're just patiently waiting, and then they just, like, just bursts out of the gate.
It's basically just like, I mean, you get to, it's storing a move action. It's taking an action for one turn in order to go double the distance the next turn.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just go one distance one turn and then another distance the other turn?
Because maybe there's guards in the way and stuff like that, and you don't want to draw the ire of them. But if you dash and make that distance further, then you're not the closest alien and it won't come after you.
Guess that's true. Could you still do one action then?
Yeah, you can still do one action after
waiting.
Yeah.
So okay, if you choose to just do one action, then you can go twice as far and do another action.
Yeah, specifically for that alien or that ability.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got it. All right. That makes sense, and I like that. So, okay, all these aliens, they've got their instruments with them, correct? Or, like, are the instruments, like, part of their body in some way?
That is actually what I was thinking, that, like, they have some kind of... That's how they became... That's how they created their human guise, because no one has ever seen them apart from their instrument. So,
well, I did like the idea of the flautist having like one really long finger that has like an opening at the end, and it just like blows into
like a long like proboscis like on their face. So,
oh yeah, it could just play from its face. Yeah. I guess it's true.
Oh, I like the finger one too.
Well, like, I was just thinking, yeah, it's got some normal fingers, but then it's got one really long one, and then it just holds it sideways, and then that's how it plays the flute. And it's also got, like, the, it's, like, other hand putting, like, holes on it and stuff like that.
Love it.
What if, okay, so what if then for the microphone one, that one is actually, the microphone is on its nose, and it's so long that it droops down, and so that it can just talk normally, and then it goes through the microphone, because it's got a droopy microphone nose.
And then it's got, like, a Teletubby-esque amplifier in its belly.
Yeah, for sure.
Blasts out from himself.
Yeah, exactly. This alien doesn't have any choice but to speak from its microphone nose, because it is just always in its face. Which I don't even know what, like... The singing one should definitely be able to put people to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the flautist one can put people to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the defensive. An offensive one should have, like, the ability to make a sound, like... What if it could, like, make a sound that was, like, further away? Or what is that, like, where you could throw your voice somewhere?
Oh, like ventriloquism?
Ventriloquism, yeah. He could, like, do a ventriloquist thing, and he can, like, throw his voice to the other side of the room.
Yeah, like a distraction, or, like, cause them to go towards a different... Yeah, no,
like
I love
another
that.
Alien or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess this one would be more of a utility-based one, because I don't really know how, like, this microphone alien would be able to like combat anyone.
Well, again, like I guess just like the other, if we're talking multiple vocalist aliens, the other ability would be like screeching blast, where you like incapacitate a guard coming towards you. The only thing with that one though is that one's really, really powerful, and like why would you not just do that every single time? So maybe like that one you can only do it, like, when you do it, you have to wait, like, 3 turns or something like that.
Well, it feels like, you know, I mean, thinking about all of these aliens' powers, it feels like all of these sound-based aliens would have some sort of screeching ability, you know, of just, like, turning up the amplifier to 11 and just, like, knocking these guards out. Like why wouldn't the guitarist also have that ability to be like, well, I'm just going to make myself louder, you know?
Well, maybe they don't all have amplifiers incorporated in their body.
That would be cool, though. What if these aliens were all related? And they were they all had some sort of amplification. What if, as you're building this spaceship, you're also building your own body, and you're adding an amplifier to your body and stuff like that?
So maybe you unlock your abilities as the game goes on?
Yeah. I'm going to say, as you go on, maybe you can you find something that... Yeah, you get your sweet Teletubby amplifier belly. You stick that right in there.
Okay.
And now you get screeching blast. Or if you're a drummer, maybe it's like, obviously a flautist and a drummer can't use the amplifier. And if you've got one of those, then like maybe the guitarist and the vocalist are like, dang, I really want that. I got to get that guy caught so I can get that Teletubby amplifier belly.
Smart. Okay. I think to go along with this, since the aliens are upgrading and some of these powers are really good, I think the guards should kind of upgrade over time. And hey,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, again, I know this is a goofy, fun, wacky game, like in imagery and characters and stuff like that, but I think this game can be lost overall.
Oh, yeah, like all the aliens get caught. And
say
they're all caught overall, then that's just the end of it. I do like the idea, like the guards start off, even though it's Area 51, for some reason they only have like billy clubs at first.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way up to some sort of like RoboCop.
That's what I was about to say, mecha suit, like.
Yeah. And it's got like a net that can actually like shoot out like a certain feet away, and you have to like try to escape that. So yeah, I do like the idea that you can it could be a total loss for everyone and nobody escapes.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just too busy like catching each other, or you just weren't quick enough to get all the parts.
Perfect. Well, awesome. I think we had some good groundwork. Do you want to just... I like this idea. Let's name some aliens. Let's get some names down there, and maybe that'll even inspire us to list a couple more abilities.
Okay. Okay.
So I said Zignar Flautist, I think, was his name. And if it wasn't, that is now.
Okay. Got it. I can only think of one. I just want one alien just to be called, like, Joe Boy.
Joe Boy.
It's just Joe Boy. And he's actually got a washboard for his...
Oh, boy.
His instrument. Yeah.
I plumb Joe, reckon.
Yeah, Joe Boy, he's got a... I don't know what his powers would be, but he's got a washboard actually already on his stomach, and that's kind of his, like, alien mutation.
Yeah.
Is that his... They're actually, like, Joe Boy's actually incredibly ripped, and those are all abs. But they're so finite and so put together that he can strum them like a washboard.
And he's got like, a chitinous exoskeleton.
So, yeah. He's, like, a bug person.
Yeah.
But he's also got a straw hat.
And that he picked up from Earth. He actually just really liked the style and just picked that up.
That's Joe Boy.
For a drummer, like, quite literally, like, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
Like, that's, yeah. I love that.
Rap-a-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap-tap.
Its name is, like, Buttum Ting or something like that.
That's a really good one. Oh, man. That's very good. Yeah, that's another really good drummer name. Oh,
okay.
Man. Okay.
Well, we could have two different drummers, because I also really like, like, what if there was one? Yeah, the rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat is like a snare drummer, mm-hmm. and Buttum Tang he's got like some cymbals or something like that.
Yeah, he's got weird like metallic growths on his shoulders.
Remember those one man band kind of like drummer things where you would walk and there's that's like his whole body. He's like a really round, like
his whole abdomen is like a bass drum, and he's got like
his
feet clank every time he takes a step.
I'll say like he that alien's probably got some good powers, but like additionally, like other guards will like, I want to say, like, target him just because he's so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, every single step he takes, he's making so much noise.
He's got an extra space of radius of drawing ire more than every other alien. So, like, and he wins ties. Like, if there's a guard in between him and another alien,
they'll always get Buttum Ting.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's got some other powers, but you'll love Buttum Ting, friends and family, whenever you start playing this game.
To really go along like the sci-fi, I guess, naming convention, something classic like Quasar Star Screecher, and he's like our David Bowie Ziggy Stardust-esque singer, you know.
Yeah, some like glam rock kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's got sequences all over his body and stuff of that nature. But his body also happens to make, like, the sequences stop in order to make, like, I don't know, like, something cool like a lightning bolt. But that's too directly to David Bowie, so.
Maybe, like, more abilities then, like, because this is actually perfect. Their abilities don't have to be directly involving their instrument. Like, we have, like, this glam rocker who, yes, is a vocalist, but, like, maybe their offensive, defensive, or whatever ability is like they can like create like a shimmering copy, and then they roll a dice, and if they were ever caught, there's like a 50-50 shot that the guard will go after the or maybe not 50-50, that seems like a little too much of rolling.
No, but dice. I understand.
Yeah. They'll go after the double as opposed to Quasar Star Screecher or whatever.
Yeah. I like that a lot. That's a good idea. Yeah, so it shouldn't all just be like sound based itself. It's
edit on the name, Quasar. Oh shoot, I was about to say Stardust. Never mind.
Yeah, that was a little too close.
Yeah,
but yeah. So that's a good idea, because then actually, instead of making these aliens instrument based, it could be like musical genre based, and that's how their powers are.
Yeah,
figured out. It should still be like maybe there's it's still they each only have one instrument from that, but like I said, the snare drum person, really good drum line, holds a really steady beat, and maybe it's even that one has the ability to break up the ground, whereas Buttum-Ting, their main instrument is a huge bass drum, and that's more also, well, I guess it's also like marching band, but different aspect to it.
Yeah, we could even start incorporating just like musical lingo. Like maybe one, I guess this might be like the kind of generic like soundboard alien. And I don't know why, but the first name I was just like thinking of for like a soundboard thing, like to kind of play along with this joke, but like maybe their name is like literally like Alan Goldberg, like something like extremely regular, like very human, but it's just like they're unfortunately an alien.
Well, I thought you were gonna say because there's the disc jockey, there's the guy, there's one of the executives from Goldman and Sachs who is like a famed DJ, and they're actually playing at Lolla, so I didn't know if you were going for
Oh,
that
we could
sort of
also do
angle.
that. We could also do that. Either way, I was just thinking that like other more generic abilities could be like maybe like one of the aliens has like Encore that like you have to be within one space of a guard. So it's a little bit risky that like you get that close or let them get that close, but whatever move they took the previous turn, they will do it again. So unfortunately, if it's like they took their movement towards you, if you play Encore, that's not going to help you. But if there's a passing guard that maybe took a movement towards another alien, you can like run up, encore them, and then you know that they're going to leave you alone.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, they have to go on the same sort of trajectory.
Yeah.
Or if you encore them and they're frozen solid, they're unfrozen, but they stay still.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, hey, we've got some really good powers now, and these aliens don't all have like the screech ability, which you can still get. Some aliens can still get the
Yeah,
screech
yeah.
ability. But there's also like
A
really
little bit more
unique
robust.
flavors of it. Yeah, exactly. I love it. If there's like a hip hop one, they can do a diss track on someone, and they make the guard cry, and that's their way of like incapacitating them.
Mad burns.
Oh, mad burns, sunburns,
Oh, yeah. Solar burns.
solar burns.
These disses coming straight from Agos 5, baby.
I love that. So, okay. Well, this is good. I mean, we can go down this rabbit hole forever, but I think this is at a pretty good point for
Last one, last
this
one,
whole
last one.
game. Go ahead, please.
One of the basis abilities is just like called like blend in, and they
They
just kind of blend
disguise
in.
themselves as a guard.
Yeah, they just kind of blend into the background and, just go unnoticed.
That's a really, I love that ability. Yeah. I
Joke
mean, because it
for all
matches
you
the bass as
bassists out
well.
there.
Yeah. Hey, look, if you got offended by that, don't worry, because I was a bassist as well, and I think bassists know that's like their specialty. They would
Yeah.
have picked the lead guitar if they didn't want to.
Now, okay, this is running long, obviously, and maybe this is discussion for expansion territory, but
Sure.
as is also common in band, mythos, legend, bassists and drummers commonly get along and vibe off each other and stuff like that. Do we want, since I guess all these aliens are coming from the same family, or at least have the same origin, do we want combo abilities that if you're in the same room as a specific other type of alien, you can do a, team ability that obviously will be, much more powerful, but would be, advantageous for the two of you, kind of creating these, inner working alliances as the game goes on?
I think so. I was thinking about this as well, and yeah, obviously these bands all come together and in like real life, and they do play like you can't play music together and sound pretty good. But I was thinking that was I think I want to say yes, because then like Munchkin team up at random points and join each other, but then betray someone in other places and be like, actually we don't need to, one alien blocked off a vent here, maybe we can add our bass and washboard powers together and do a combo attack. I
Yeah.
want to say yeah, and then once you escape that point, you shake hands and you're like, now we go back to being enemies, but
Yeah.
what you did back there was pretty rad. How you played that washboard was pretty sick.
I think we keep also, just to put it out there, the cap of alien combos is you can only have two people involved in a combo. You can't have the entire group just run around from room to room, you know, just blasting.
Nah, you can't do that.
Yeah, guards. And then I guess you just all kind of try to beat the other person, make a break for it. To the escape pod or the saucer, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah, I will say I do like that idea. We'll have to definitely come up with that. Maybe we'll come up with that some other time, and we can revisit this one and add that kind of stuff. But I will say just yes to that point.
Perfect. All right.
Let's get a name.
All right. I had this, or at least I might have lost it, but I know that it's along these lines, and I thought of it at the beginning of the episode, but it was like, Area 51 plus some 41 equals maximum fun. I guess we can't really do that because that's a podcast network, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, maximum fun. Shout out to you, maximum fun.
Yeah. You're welcome. Free.
We could
free
do,
advertising.
It'd be like, I thought you were going with like 51 plus 41 is 92, and then something with like 92 in that, 92 steps to get to the pod.
I think if we do that, if we do like 50 some 41 and 51, because that's actually like a mathematic equation, but I don't think I think we say that it doesn't equal 92. I think we say that it has to equal like danger, escape, saucer, rock band, alien, sonata. I don't know.
You said sonata. That reminded me. You remember that one old, like, I think it was like a PlayStation game, or maybe even more. It was like Eternal Sonata.
I think so, yeah. I think I
it
do
was like,
that, yeah.
It was like a Japanese RPG. We could make it in that kind of vein where the, or I guess more specifically, like Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, or like,
oh, man.
Just like where the name makes no sense at all, except for maybe a very few select people that would get the reference. Just something completely random, like something 41 aliens. Now you keep going with what you're saying.
I was just thinking that, like, yeah, like including some 41 and Area 51 in the name is almost a must, because
it's just
too fun of a concept. You won me over when you know said that at the beginning. That was just, it's too good not to throw it on the box. I just don't know what our, you know, our period on the end of the sentences. From Area 51 to some 41.
Oh yeah. Keep going. Sorry, I love it though.
No, I know. Do we want to have an equals in there? Is our title a formula?
Yeah. Because it's like, that's sciencey. Yeah, from Area 51
to some 41.
Some 41
equals what? Let's
aliens.
Let's...
Aliens on the run.
Nailed it. Okay. You nailed it. From Area 51 to some 41 equals aliens on the run.
Okay. Wow. This is great.
That's really good. Okay. Well, I guess all we have to do is figure out who goes first.
Yeah. I was thinking of, like, for who goes first, it would be, like, along the lines of, like, you send a text out to everyone saying, we're going to be playing this game tonight. And then you have to do, like, some sort of, like, band battle in, like, the middle of, like, I don't know, your living room or something. Because then everyone's got to bring over their, like, instrument. But how you start it, it's not, like, as soon as you see that person or, like, you open up the door, that's when you start battling the person to, like, see who goes first.
I guess if you really wanted to bring over an instrument, props to you, and you probably deserve to go first. But how do you, like, resolve the band battle then, other than just, like, who plays it better or who
they
has
know
more?
The players will know, like,
the rules just say, come on, you know,
like, you'll know who played better than the other one. But like, it just, like, imagine, like, you send a text to your friend and we're like, we're playing this game tonight, and they're like, all right, and then you're just standing outside your house in your lawn with like a guitar with your head down until your friend comes over, and then your friend gets out of the car, and then you just both start playing instruments at each other. And then you know who, you know, one of them's going to have to know
who came
that
to
like,
rock
you,
and
you
roll
played better.
I just said who came to rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. They'll know. And then you do that with every single other player that comes by. And that's how you decide who goes first.
I like it. I like it that it's a musical challenge, but I'm just trying to think, I agree. It needs to be some kind of musicality involved.
You know that one challenge that's on the TikTok where you play a clap and then you mute it and then see who's the most in time by clapping along with the song that's still playing.
See if you can keep the time, keep the beat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what the challenge is.
So it comes with like a randomized metronome.
Yeah, something like that. And maybe it'll announce, like, you push a button and it'll say, like, this is 3-4 time, this is 4-4 time, this is cut time. And maybe it'll give you, like, a little bit of a setup and then you have to, like, clap. But then it would also need to have some sort of, like, sound picking up device so that it can know if you're on time, you know?
Well, or again, much like in your, you know, last example, whoever just sounds the closest to it, or let alone who just sounds the most off, does not go. And again, the rules are just say, you'll know. Just,
you'll know who played better.
Like, you'll know who did it.
Don't even argue if you know you played a little bit worse.
Well, perfect. And this will obviously, I mean, you know, hey, musicians, come and play this game, because you'll definitely have an advantage to go first.
Yeah,
at least I hope so.
Well, if they're playing with a bunch of musicians, then that's what I would love to see. I'd love to see the real Sum 41 play this against, I don't even know who else they could play. I was going to say David Bowie, since we referenced him, but unfortunately he's no longer with us.
Blink 182.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's okay. Another band with numbers in their name.
Oh, man. Well, we're out of time. We can't go into that at all, but I can only imagine Blank 182 versus Sum 41 in Area 51.
Aliens on the double run.
Well, cool. Well, thanks everyone for listening to this podcast here.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for listening. Plug it again. We are Miss Dunn Needs More Games over here at Patch Potch Games. Our Twitter handle is @PatchPotchRND. And for any professional inquiries, we are PatchPotchLLC@gmail.com. And to spell that all out, it is PatchPotch.
Wait, you did plug the Twitter. We plugged the Twitter multiple times. Yeah, I really got nothing else. So,
well, as always, I will say, word of mouth is highly encouraged and highly appreciated to anyone who wants to share it out. And tweet at us when you do, and we'll definitely like it and get back at you. And again, it's just very appreciated getting the word out.
And you can see what kind of work we did. We took this wild idea of aliens and Sum 41 and made probably the best game that I've ever heard of. So I really, if you want to hear some more of your ideas to get turned into fantastic games such as this, please do tweet at us. Please do mention us. Any kind of word of mouth really helps us out. So thank you so much.
Okay. Do you have a sign off? Because I have a very interesting one that I thought of.
You should do that, because I was trying to actually, I haven't used or typed anything on my computer this entire time, and I was really trying to think of any Sum 41 song to like make as for the sign off, but I literally got nothing.
Okay. We'll see how this picks up over the microphone, but musicians in space.
I don't think that worked at all, but all right. See everyone.
Bye.